Stripe told investors this week it is staying private indefinitely, shelving a long-anticipated IPO and framing the decision in striking terms. The company said it believes the singularity has arrived in terms of AI's impact on financial infrastructure, and that private ownership gives it the flexibility to respond to that transformation faster than quarterly public. Stripe's singularity bet buries NVIDIA warning and the AI layoff cover story. Reporting cycles would allow. The claim is less hyperbolic than it sounds given the company's finances. Stripe reported 41% revenue growth in the first half of 2026, generating more than enough cash to fund operations without public market capital. The IPO was always more about liquidity for early investors and employees than survival. Stripe is, in effect, telling those stakeholders that compounding privately is worth more than listing now. The singularity framing is specific rather than Kurzweilian. Stripe's argument is that AI is restructuring payment processing, fraud detection, financial identity verification, and merchant services faster than any five-year public company roadmap could anticipate. CEO Patrick Collison has said publicly that the company is rebuilding significant portions of its infrastructure around AI-native architectures. Staying private is the operational bet that accompanies that strategic thesis. Michael Burry, who became prominent for his big short trade against mortgage securities in 2007, disclosed a position this week signaling concern about NVIDIA's competitive position, flagging a startup called Etched as a serious potential threat. Etched is building a transformer-specific chip, hardware optimized not for general GPU compute, but specifically for the transformer architecture underlying virtually every major large language model. The argument is that purpose-built hardware can be dramatically more efficient than a general-purpose GPU running the same workload. NVIDIA currently accounts for above 70% of AI training chip revenue by some analyst estimates. The history of semiconductor markets includes multiple dominant players outflanked by purpose-built architectures. Analysts are also examining a pattern in corporate communications. Companies announcing headcount reductions attributed to AI, where the jobs eliminated were reportedly already targeted for cuts before the AI strategy was announced. The AI framing presents the cuts as forward-looking and innovative rather than margin-driven, which plays better with investors and remaining workers. The data on whether AI is actually driving the specific productivity gains that would justify those specific cuts is, according to these analysts, much thinner than the press releases suggest. The distinction matters. Companies genuinely restructuring around AI-enabled workflows represent real displacement. Companies using AI as rhetorical cover for cuts driven by cost pressure represent something different, and the second category is borrowing credibility from the first.